Priest is one of the three offices of Christ. In the Old Testament economy, God generally divided the offices. He did not have them reposited in a single person. So the king was not the same as the high priest, who was not the same as the prophets. Occasionally, as a great exception, God would combine the offices. For example, you see with David that he was both king and prophet. You see with Ezekiel that he was both priest and prophet. And in that sense, they were both types of the Lord Jesus Christ. But that was something very unusual. But basically, the entire priesthood of Aaron and his sons, everything that happened in the tabernacle was a picture of the office of priest that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to fulfill. And if you remember, the high priest, Aaron, had very glorious clothing which he wore. He wore a glorious robes, he wore an ephod, and on the ephod he had stones, 12 different stones, which stood for the 12 tribes of Israel, and they were on the breastplate, and they were also on his shoulders. And that is pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ bearing us on his heart and bearing us up on his shoulders. Everything he does is for our behalf. And of course, in the Aaronic priesthood, they had to pass on the priesthood from generation to generation, and they had to present sacrifices day after day. And in the New Testament, particularly the book of Hebrews, it tells us why that was. It's because none of the blood of bulls and goats and lambs and turtle doves actually took away sin. That's really impossible. There's only one blood that takes away sin, and that is the blood of the one true man, the perfect man, the God-man, Jesus Christ. Anybody who's ever been saved, going back to Abraham, going back beyond that to Adam and Eve, no one in the history of the world has ever been saved or forgiven by the blood of a lamb or a bull or a goat. Everybody has been saved by being joined to the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit, either looking in faith forward through the promises to the coming Lord Jesus, or like us, looking back on his perfect work which he did in our behalf. And of course, it tells us in the book of Hebrews that Jesus is not a priest at all according to the order of Aaron. He is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, we looked at this recently in one of our sermons. Melchizedek is one of these strange fellows in the Bible who just shows up out of nowhere. It's right after Abraham has gone and defeated the kings who have kidnapped Lot and his family and really the whole cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham has gone, by God's strength, has gone and defeated those kings and now rescued Lot and all of these people. And so Abraham will not take any kind of tribute from the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah because he wants it to be real clear that they have done nothing to make him great, that everything he has received is coming from God. So Abraham's being very careful. But then this strange fellow Melchizedek shows up out of nowhere, and we're told that he's a priest of God Most High. And he's also the king of Salem, which means peace, and he's also known as the king of righteousness. So we know nothing else about this guy. We don't know who he was born to. We don't know when he died. He just shows up, king of righteousness, king of peace, priest of God Most High, and then all of a sudden Abraham pays tithes to him, which is an acknowledgement by Abraham that Melchizedek is greater than Abraham himself. And he receives a blessing from Melchizedek, which is another indication that Abraham regarded Melchizedek as greater than himself. And so we don't know if Melchizedek was actually a pre-incarnate appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, or whether he was an actual historical king, but by virtue of the absence of any genealogy recorded in Scripture, he has no beginning of days and no ending of days. And so here's this person who appears to be eternal, which Abraham acknowledges as greater. And so it is according to that order, that Melchizedekian priesthood, which means you have to serve as priest by the power of an everlasting life, which is exactly how Jesus serves. So unlike Aaron and all of his sons, there's only one Melchizedekian priest. One. That's all you need. Because his blood actually cleanses from sin once for all. There's one sacrifice. One. That's it. That's all you need. And you have one priest. That's all you need. Because he lives forever. And he ever lives to intercede for us. Now he is the one to whom the Father has committed all judgment. He will be the judge on the last day. So how saved are we when the great judge is our priest, who by the power of an everlasting life has shed his perfect blood to cleanse us of our sins? I would say we're secure. We are saved in him. Jesus, our high priest.